This is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is 6 and 11 minutes, and the date is the 20th. I wanted to say
the 4th.
I wanted to say the 40th, not the 4th.
The 40th.
I wanted to say the 40th, but yeah, the 4th of, no, the 20th of June, and the year is 2018. The Jewish date is 6th of Tammuz, 5778. So, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So, I want to introduce the fifth porn star, Sasha Star. The thing is, let me tell you something. First of all, Sasha is not with us. She's in hospital, and I wish her the greatest warm get well
and, fast
from all of us. And Sasha, we all here thinking about you. Refuah shlema, and yeah.
I went to go visit her yesterday.
Oh, did you? And
no, she's doing well. She was taking a bit of strain yesterday, but she said she's feeling better today.
Did you bring her flowers?
No.
Oh, you didn't.
No, but you got to read her post on Facebook about hospital care.
Yes, I did.
It's good.
Is it good?
It's a very
brilliant.
Good.
Is it really?
So funny.
No, proper. I think she must write a book. I mean, she's clever.
No,
everybody
she's
knows.
Excellent.
Yeah. But, so Sashi, from all of us, really, really missing you, and I really, really, really hope we're going to see her next week. Who do we have more? From the depths of Hyde Park, it comes to us, no need introduction, really, is the gentle giant. He's also a coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Welcome, Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Centon Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash.
Can you just get it right for a change, please?
Almost the most beautiful establishment. The second most beautiful establishment called Top Cash is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. It's Lia Rimon, but tonight he will listen from Israel where he is on holiday. So, you know what? Let's give him a round of applause because normally he's here. So, hey, Liel! Alright, he's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy.
Now
nice
tell me,
yeah,
what right. do we have today? Do we have a lot of movies?
Yeah, we got four movies opening.
Four movies.
It's a busy weekend.
Yeah, it must be busy.
We got some good ones.
Is it?
Yeah, we got some two great ones.
Serious. So, you see, you're going to listen to him. We also. Let me tell you. So, let me tell you, I'm going to introduce now. I'm a little bit worried. I always get sweaty when I start it. So, she's the lady that gives me the hard time. Now, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Kashin in Hyde Park. She's also a jewelry person. So, if anyone needs a ring for any occasion, call her office and talk to her. It's 011-325-7777. The name is Irene Bauer.
Hello, darling. And I don't make you sweat.
No, you make me from fear. From fear we sweat, yeah.
Roy, if anyone wants to give her a ring, they should give her a ring.
Yes.
Yes, a big rock.
Yeah. Last but not least.
5 carats.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. And now we can put a competition out there.
Yeah.
Whoever comes to you must come to us, and let's see who gets the best service.
You're on,
and who's
baby.
Got the most beautiful establishment.
All right, so we're on.
It's ours.
So, all right, so we on. And over and above that, we've got here Moshe Starogard. So say hello to Moshe Starogard.
Good evening to everybody.
All right, so first of all, don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow us, you can follow our short videos as well on Instagram as Roy Peretz. The short videos are nice. You can see what's happening here on studio. Eitan is actually the technician, and he's taking our pictures, and we are looking very pretty today, I must say. We're actually
Roy,
looking quite the opposite of pretty, yeah.
Pretty, men don't look pretty.
I look pretty.
You look pretty.
I look pretty.
With all the makeup.
You're definitely not gay, so.
I look pretty. What do you want me to look handsome?
Yes.
Handsome.
Men can't say, but another man is handsome.
Handsome is as handsome
right.
does.
Oh, that's a handsome dude. Meaning what?
Well, is it nice to say, oh, he's a pretty dude?
No, no, yes.
Yeah.
You think so?
Gay I disagree.
No, no.
Handsome is the fairy tale and mythology.
Yes, exactly. Pretty is pretty. Pretty is like a flower is pretty. This man is pretty.
No, pretty no. Horrible. You yeah. Are hottie
pretty
too spotty.
Pretty horrible, pretty good, pretty tall, pretty yeah. Short, pretty, pretty something.
Exactly.
Pretty Nyandi. Yeah. You know the singer? Pretty. Yeah.
Pretty. Yeah. Oh.
She is an opera singer. She's great. And she's pretty.
So you know, we were talking about pretty. So pretty and Thabo, they worked together. So as they went into they went to a new property. So Thabo was looking down the, and we all know Thabo is trouble. So anyway, so he went. They went down. They were looking at the whale. So he was looking inside
a
the well.
Whale
and he,
a whale or a well?
A well, where you take water. What is
that's
it?
A well.
A well, yeah, all right.
A whale is a thing that swims in the sea.
Not a whale, not okay. A whale, a well. Whatever. So he went inside. So he fell down. So Pretty asked him, Thabo, did you get there? Thabo, what are you falling? I'm falling. Thabo, where are you? I'm falling. Thabo, where are you? I'm falling. Eventually, he hit the floor. Oh. He hit the floor. He said, Thabo, did you break anything? He says, hey, I just arrived here. You like Thabo? It's bad, huh? It's a bad joke.
I heard a variation on that, Roy.
But did you?
Of a guy falling off a building.
And
everybody runs, and as he hits the ground, they said, is everything okay? He says, I don't know, I just got you.
That's about it. I just found Thabo, so I said, Thabo. Anyway, so I want to welcome our technician, Thabo. Yay. All right. If you're listening from all over the world, I would like you to please send us some more letters. You know what? Last week we've been very shortage of letters. I don't know. Maybe it's the end of the month and you're short of letters.
Short
of ink. Not money. It's not money we're asking. You know, normally you send me like hundreds of, really. We get a lot of emails it gives you some sort of idea what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. So guys, please don't keep your, just send us some email. You can always send this directly to us to roy@cashin.co.za. You spell it R-O-Y at cashin, cashinn.co.
And if you disagree with me on my movie reviews,
then don't
free.
Write anything. You can't disagree with Roy, the disagreeer, yeah.
Same as always, my aunt in Canada, my cousin in Australia, and my friend in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Send email saying, please mention them.
All right, so what's her name?
Okay, my cousin in Australia is Ramona.
Ramona, Ramona, Ramona. Yeah, and?
And then it's Rebecca in New Zealand.
Rebecca!
And my auntie Nadette in Canada.
Is that the naughty one?
She's not naughty.
She's not the naughty one.
Not
which
like
one's
you.
The naughty one?
None.
None are naughty. So what are you telling us?
They love our show.
Oh, I thought. Okay. Oh,
can I
okay.
Just say, what time is the show broadcast? When do they pick it up in New Zealand? What
nah, time? Only on the podcast.
Oh, on the podcast, so yeah. They can listen whenever they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they must follow my Instagram. Then you can see parts of the show, which is actually very nice. It is very nice. So guys, go on my Instagram and you'll see those parts of the show. Eitan cuts them to pieces, dissect them, and take the best. Yeah, he takes the
He's
best.
He's a good editor, Roy.
Is the editor not good?
We get in there. Listen, it's always a hobby. Please to remember.
But a hobby often becomes a business, you know?
Yes. It's a pleasure part.
Yeah, so anyway, so please don't forget to like us as. Oh, go to. If you want to listen to the show later, just go to www.highfm.com. And go to podcast. On the Wednesday, you'll find Porn Stars Unplugged and laugh away, guys. So if you stay, you will listen to Peter talking about the new movies. And we're going to win another four tickets.
We're going to give away another four tickets, yep. Double tickets to New Metro. They've got all the good movies this week. All the movies being released will be at New Metro's VIP and all their special cinemas with their lovely reclining seats. So if you go tired, be careful because you don't want to fall asleep in those wonderful seats. You know
100%.
That.
So you got four movie tickets today. That's and we got, you're going to listen to Eitan talking a little bit of
history.
History. All right, let's call it history. Liel is not here, so hopefully he's listening to us because we're going to make sure we're asking him what's happening.
When he comes back, we can ask him questions about the show.
We
and
can.
Say, do you remember when we said this? And if you didn't listen, he's in trouble.
There's
well, he will have to tell us because he will run it.
He'll be running.
Yeah, because when he's coming back, I'm going. So, yeah, he will be running.
Okay.
So I was thinking, and I must say that the people that we talk outside and inside Israel has it wrong. I said we forgot the rules. And we got it wrong. So what is wrong with society today? I say nothing really. It is just as lost the hold on reality. I mean, looking at how wrong our thinking works. And what I'm trying to say is that the world must separate good and evil. Good people love their kids, have a running and functional family and state. And the evil kill people, and they say God told them to do that.
What?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Believe it or not. So blessing the killers and curse the victims, that's our new society. A society where the victim is the bad one and the murderer is a saint that will have 72 virgins when he gets to the upstairs kingdom in 1,000 pieces after he blows himself. I mean, I don't know, guys. I mean, rethink it, eh?
You mean he blows himself up?
Yeah.
You need that word, up. Not blows himself. Yes.
Okay. Then, let's see.
He's already getting the direction.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see where this craziness started. Let's call this the so-called Palestinian myth. According to the so-called Palestinian mythology, and I say so-called because there isn't such a thing, but according to the so-called Palestinian mythology, there was a state, a lovely state, peaceful state called Palestine, where the Palestinian lives in peace and harmony till the Jews invaded the land, attacking them, expelling them, perpetrating massacre, and therefore initiating a massive exodus they call the historical event El Nakba. What does mean El Nakba in Arabic? It means a catastrophe, the catastrophe. And it's right to say that for some or for many of them, it was quite a drama. But it's not true. The real history is totally different. It didn't happen. It didn't happen that way anyway. So what really happened? And I'm quoting Arab people. A guy named Said Abu Rish, he's an Arab writer, very famous Arab writer. He says he was living in Israel at the time. He's telling different stories. He said, our house was not taken by the Israelis. There was no tank or soldier or platoon came to us and said, get out of the house. We left. We left, you know why? The country was dissected by war. A lot of Arabs, because their leader, Amin al-Husseini, told them to leave and they will come back after the big Arab states will kill all the Jews and they're going to get a lot of properties and they're going to have a lot of fun. And
sorry, Roy, did you say kill all the Jews?
Yes, kill all the Jews. And then they're going to have the properties and they're going to have all the fun. So that's why they left. They didn't leave because any Jewish guy told them to leave. They left to come back with some sort of, they're going to come back with a vengeance. That's how they come back. So the Arab governments were the main responsible for the ruin of the Arabs. They gave them false hopes. They made them determined. From the memories of the Syrian prime minister of the time, Khaled al-Hazam, he said, pressing the Arabs to leave the country to neighboring countries for us to fight Israel, we have brought about their destruction. Now let me put you into different, slightly different pictures. In Oxford University in the 1930s, this is a complete... Please listen to what I have to say. In 1930, there was a debate in Oxford University. The debate was, who is a greater threat to peace? Great Britain or Nazi Germany? Believe it? I mean, first of all, do you believe in the 1930, people debated what is greater threat to peace? I mean, Britain or
it's
Nazi Germany?
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Why do you put it into debate?
But why did they, why did they bring Britain into it?
Because there's always liberals. There's always people that think what they say outside the box. Sometimes stay in your box, you idiot. That's what I say.
Different philosophies.
Yeah,
they like to talk about it and talk and talk and talk and talk. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So better, whether you like or dislike Israel, you will agree that Nazi Germany to Britain was the, I mean, obviously it wasn't, Nazi Germany was the problem to peace. It's exactly like the Hamas is to Israel today. I mean, who'd concede, it must be a real idiot. I'm so sorry.
The rest of the world.
And exactly. And the rest of the world. Yeah. So stop and don't try to mix me up with this fancy word. I just understand that in today's day, the left looks at the situation and say, poor people, how can a strong country do that to those poor people? So let me tell you, you're forgetting that the good people and the bad people, and those poor people they're talking about, will kill every Jewish person in Israel if they could. Thank God they can't. And the strong people, i.e. Israel, can kill every single Palestinian, but they won't. Just something to think about for you liberals, lefties, whatever you want to call them. And one thing I want to tell you before I'm going to switch off to a nice song, and afterwards we're going to listen to Peter. You know, people were talking so much poop about Melania Trump. First of all, she's the most beautiful, for my opinion. All right, she's the most beautiful woman ever been first lady. You can agree or disagree. I think you're wrong if you disagree. So. Number two, she can. Do you know she can speak six languages?
All at once?
No, she speaks six languages. She speaks Slovenia, Croatia, English, French, German, and Italian. And you're laughing. How many languages do you speak?
I speak four.
Well, she speaks six.
Okay.
And she's got nicer tits than you.
Okay.
All right. So.
You haven't seen my tits.
I've seen. So. Yeah. So now, it's just something for you guys to think about. We're going to go to a nice, nice song. I picked up this song, and I think it's, I think it's one of the most amazing songs lately. Everybody knows this song, but it's a new
version.
It's a new version of House of the Rising Sun. It's by House on a Cliff. Did you hear about House on a Cliff, by the way?
No.
Well, you're going to hear about it now, as soon as it plays. Ah, here you go.
Is it the right button?
Yeah, it is the right button.
It's coming.
But it's a little bit slow. Ooh. Oh, enjoy, guys.
Quiet on the sets. Can we please have quiet on the sets?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. And we're back. Thank you for being with us. Today we even today we're sitting here and we're jumping up and down, and it's our studio numbers are 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. 34519. It will cost you $1.50, but come on, guys. All right, we've got like this. We've got, hi, Roy. Roy is R-O-Y, but you put it Rui? Okay. The Pawn Stars Show is one of my very favorite shows on Chai FM. I enjoy it very much. The humor and other issues discussed is always very good. Benjamin, thank you so much, Benjamin. Hey. The one guy says, what year you're talking about? About what? 1948. I was talking about 1948, my friend. Then we've got Roy. I'm German. Oh, I feed the Zida. All right. I vote for the most conservative party. In brackets, I think you know which one. All right. And I agree with you every fiber of my being. All right, my brother. All right. What can I say? Peter, go for it. Yeah.
Before I go, I just got one from David, who said, I'm crying with laughter.
Yeah.
He blew himself. You don't have tits like MT.
Keep it up, David. Keep it up.
Yeah. I think we hit the...
The nail on the head of this stuff. So, talk to me.
I think the big one this week is Ocean's 8. Everybody's been looking forward to it. Well, we've seen Ocean's 13, which was the last one with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And the women have shown they can do it as well. It's a great movie. It's great fun. You've got Sandra Bullock. You've got Kate Blanchett. You've got Rihanna. You've got Anne Hathaway. You know, all these women, all these A-list women are in this movie. There's all eight of them and a couple of extras who are not that huge a name. She's in jail because she'd been framed. This is the lead character, played by Sandra Bullock. The lead character's name is Debbie. She's in jail, and she's been framed, and she's been in jail for 5 years. It's given her enough time to plan this gigantic jewelry heist. So when she gets out, she gets all her friends together. These are people like pickpockets. These are people high in tech. These are people who know about the criminal underworld. And she brings them together and she says, I've got this great heist we can pull off. And it's $150 million jewelry necklace.
Wow.
Diamond necklace.
$150 million.
Which
that's more than I make in the whole month.
Which
God, nice, eh?
Yeah. I didn't know that, Ruth. Which you're making more.
Yeah.
And Anne Hathaway, who's been in quite a few movies, she plays as bubble headed model. And she's going to, they've organized for her to wear this fantastic necklace at the opening of a big function at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, because every year they have this annual fashion thing when all the select A-listers and famous people arrive. And they've worked out this heist, how they're going to get this diamond necklace away from her, and they're going to just get it out of the museum in front of security. And they plan it with meticulous ease. It's like a military operation.
I can see you like that movie.
And they are glamorous girls. They're all very pretty girls. And they
so
all
who says
together.
You don't like girls?
No one said I didn't
I don't
like
know,
girls.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Yeah?
And the story has lots of flaws. The ending is impossible because they show you another heist that went on, a second heist that went on, which no one actually saw. So they pile this on at the end, and it's too much for the mind to absorb. There is too much happening at the end.
Ah, okay.
You see what I'm saying? But there are flaws in the story. There's always flaws in the story. But it's so nicely put together. And the acting is fair. I mean, these girls know how to put it together. And there's a camaraderie because they obviously know each other. And on set, it must have been wonderful. I'd love to have been on set just to see their interaction. So that's Ocean's 8, right? Then we've got an amazing movie called Isle of Dogs. It's written and directed by Wes Anderson. And he's a very well-known film director. And he's got a very specific style of making movies. And this is a stop-motion movie. It's an animated movie. It's got the voices of Scarlett Johansson, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, who was recently in Jurassic World, Edward Norton, Bryan Cranston. You like Bryan Cranston, Roy. And they give these dogs, these are dogs, who have been dumped on this trash island because they've decreed in Japan, a dystopian era, it's in the future, that all the dogs in Japan must be dumped on this island and leave it to the cats because they love cats. And the emperor loves a cat, and he doesn't like dogs. So he gets rid of all the dogs on this island. Now, a little boy, he's 12 years old, his name's Akitira, he decides he wants to find his own little bodyguard dog named Spots. So he builds a plane, and he flies over the river onto Trash Island looking for his dog. I mean, it's so stylistic. It's brilliantly executed. It's stylishly conceived. There's so much humor. It plays against the two, the Japanese, the European, with Japanese writing, Japanese characters. I thought it was one of the best animated movies I've seen in a very long time. Then there's a movie called Braven. Roy, you might like this. I think it's a new version of Rambo. It stars Jason...
Rambo. I love Rambo.
It stars Jason Momoa. He was in Aquaman. And big, well-built guy.
You don't have to go there.
So he goes to the cabin in the mountains on the border between the U.S. and Canada. And it's a deserted cabin. No one knows it's there, apart from one of the people who work with him. And they decide to, they're on a drug run, and they drop some drugs in this house. He doesn't know. He decides to spend a weekend with his daughter and his father, and they come across his drugs. And suddenly, the drug guys, the peddlers, the people who are involved in the drug trade, want the drugs back. And there's a fight. There's a standoff. And he uses his name is Joe Braven. He uses a bow and arrow to dispatch these bad guys. And it's all in the snow. Ooh. It's snowing. It's cold. And it's an action thriller.
Tell you won't be cold in the snow.
I found it very predictable, and I must say I'd seen it all before. There was nothing new. There was nothing, no surprises. You knew what this guy was going to do. This was his mission, and that was called Braven. And then there was a moody movie coming out. I think it's for people who enjoy these art type movies. Mm. It's for discerning audiences. It's called On Cheslin Beach. Saoirse Ronan, you know, this Irish actress who was in Atonement. Saoirse Ronan.
All right.
And she plays a young woman who gets married. Right. And on their honeymoon on Cheslin Beach, which is in Cornwall, in a beautiful part of England, and she's had a terrible, tight, restricted childhood. And she doesn't know anything about sex. And she doesn't know how, when they get married and on their honeymoon, what she's going to have to do. And the guy she's marrying is also a virgin. And this movie is about the relationship on the honeymoon and what transpires afterwards. It's a very movie. It's well acted, but it's not for everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea. It's beautifully photographed. They've used the island, you know, the area around Cornwall to really heighten this relationship. And I liked it. I thought it had a lot going for it. But as I said, Roy, I don't think it's everybody's cup of tea.
So tell me, where are we standing? Who's the numero uno?
I think it's going to be Ocean's 8. I think it's going to be a very popular
face,
movie. Yes, Ocean's
and
8
then?
Is going to be very popular.
Just before you do that,
yes.
Guys, don't forget, we got a competition, so ask him a question.
I'll ask him a question. If you could just let us know. I mentioned some of the actresses, or actors, as the Americans like to call them. You know, gender equality and all that.
Yeah.
Name us two of the actors.
Of the four movies.
No, in
Ocean's
8.
All right. 100%. Here's a question, guys. Name us two of the actors on Ocean 8. I know one of them is very, very famous singer.
Yes.
So?
Yes.
So that's a good
good
lead.
It's a good lead.
I don't know if you didn't pay attention to what he said. Yeah. And the second one is a very nice Miss Congeniality. What is that? Miss what?
Yes,
Congeniality.
Yes. There you go. That's the one.
Okay, Roy, I think
that's
you've given
the
them. Yeah. I think people who are listening.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to listen. And you got two pairs of tickets or four tickets.
Four tickets. I also want to mention
that
bookings have opened for the next Girls Night Out. And this is on the 19th of July. They're going to show Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Oh,
so
Mamma Mia.
All ABBA fans will enjoy this. The film opens on July the 20th, so they'll see it the night before. It's a preview. And bookings have already opened for this ABBA music spectacular.
So come, guys. Do it quickly.
It was the first one. Do you remember that one where the daughter got married?
Yes.
For sure.
Well, she didn't get married.
Didn't she?
Right. You're giving it away.
Didn't she get married?
No, she didn't get married. The mother got married.
Yeah, Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan, and it was a nice cast.
She got married to Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yes.
Movie.
Yes. Do you enjoy it?
So if you remember.
Well, you may enjoy this one, too. I mean, you know, New Metro have really gone high and they're really producing the goods. You've got in-cinema dining at the VIP cinemas, which are Hyde Park and Bedford Complex. And VIP cinemas now at most New Metro sites. And then the winter, we're into winter. And they say it's perfect to enjoy these amenities. They have hot and cold meals. They have snacks.
Beautiful.
They have a bar, a licensed bar. So, Roy, if you...
Yeah, we've got someone that already is... So, one is down, guys.
Yeah.
Do it quickly, and then you're going to win. And this is the second... that's the girl that's... This singer is one of the names. So,
I just want to mention in closing that the comps are only for 2D or 3D, but not 4DX.
Yes, we
did. And not Extreme, and not VIP. And you can't see a movie on the week of release. So, in other words, you won't be able to see
Ocean's 8,
but wait for a week, and then you can go and enjoy yourself.
I mean, those are good for how long, those codes? For long.
You can't leave it for 3 months, obviously.
But for a month or
but
so, it's fine.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. And,
guys.
I'll SMS you the codes, and you'll just go to the box office, give them the codes, and they'll give you the tickets to see the movies.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you so much for this review. And after Rihanna, we're going to come back.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
You know, times is flying. It's 6:47, and Rihanna, as much as I like Rihanna, and I don't.
Okay, so you're the only one.
No, I'm joking. Oh, it's actually very nice, but she's a little bit shouty for me. And
you
I
don't
like
screaming.
And I like.
Oh.
I like old. You're mixing me up. I like old.
Getting hot under the collar.
Yeah.
Old soft voices.
Old soft
the
voices.
Old music.
Yeah, that's what I like. Exactly. Thank you, Ethan.
So you do like women.
What do you mean? No, not really.
He said we were talking about the soft voice.
Yeah.
Sorry, Roy. I'm full of comebacks today.
Yes, comebacks. So, what do we have today? So, today, first of all, you know what we have today? Let me tell you, we've got birthdays. You know how many people have birthdays today? Plenty.
No, and please share.
Yeah, let me tell you, plenty. So, what do we have? So, let's start, first of all, let's see what we got. We've got that one. So, we've got Nicole Kidman. Do you know Nicole Kidman? So she's got a birthday, Nicole Kidman, and she is Nicole Mary Kidman. All right. Hmm. She's an Australian actress and producer. She is the recipient of multiple awards, including Academy Awards, two Primetime Emmy Awards, 5 Golden Globe Awards, and a Silver Bear for Best Actress. Here you go. She was born 1967. She's 51 years old. But she's old, eh? 51. She's almost my age. It's not even nice, but she's pretty. So anyway.
She was married to Tom Cruise, you know.
She was married to... She's got a kid, says something Cruise here. She's got a kid called Connor Cruise. And she's got Isabella Jane Cruise. And she's got Faith Margaret Kidman Urban. And 4 kids she's got. Yeah. 4. All right.
2 are adopted.
Huh? She's worth $183
million. She looks $183
million.
She's a keeper.
She's a keeper.
Yes.
I'd say so.
So listen, she's a Kidman.
She's a keeper. She's 1.8 meters tall. She's about a meter taller than me.
Oh,
yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah.
So you're a short poop.
Yes. So what she says, fine standing and posing for photos, very awkward. All right.
Huh?
She said, listen, that's a very clever thing she said. She says, don't have to be naked to be sexy. That's what she says.
Sorry.
She says, I don't mind being naked.
So she wants to leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah, imagination, exactly. Don't really
you don't
make
need much imagination when you look at her.
Yeah, she says, I don't really make decisions. I go with the flow. Yeah. Then who do we have? Oh, this one you like.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Yay, birthday to you.
Hey, happy birthday to you. All right, then we've got, his name is, you know what's his name? Lionel Brockman. Brockman Richie.
Listen, I like that.
Brockman.
Mm.
Do you? All right.
Sounds
something you
manly.
Like, thank God. Woman, Jewish woman, they like. Yeah,
I like
all
a
right.
lot of things.
Yeah,
plenty
yeah.
things and good service.
Yes, yes, yes.
Top Cash is one.
Yes. American singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer. The beginning with 1968, was a member of the funk and soul band The Commodores, and then launched a solo career in 1982. He's 68 years old today. Believe it or not, 68, eh?
He's
already.
On the voice,
but
he's actually
an amazing person. He came to South Africa. I've seen his show. He's an amazing person, really.
No, I'm Richie.
Highly recommended, yeah.
No, isn't he on The Voice?
Which one?
Know,
the
voice.
UK one?
No, American.
I don't
he's
know.
American.
The American one is. Well, it's
anyway,
on now.
He's got a spouse. With, he's married his wife. When I married my wife, but he got divorced. You got it right, eh? Anyway, so he got a second wife. He's got 3 kids. Sophia, Nicole, and Miles. Stop talking, guys.
Sorry.
Then he's got, he says greatness comes from fear. That's where I'm great, because I'm scared of my wife. Yeah. Fear can be either shut down or fear can either shut us down or and we go
make
home or we fight through it. So I think if we fight through it. Then we've got, I'm a songwriter, and people will tell you the greatest story about their lives. I thought he said their wives, but all right. Yeah. Whether you want to or not. Yeah. Always like to challenge myself. I never want to put into a box. I just like people. I hold a conversation at the gas station. It's not about fame and fortune. I just like people. All right.
That's you like know, you.
It's like me. Yeah, you're right. It is. I like people.
You do.
You do.
Not a lot of people, but a few people.
Definitely yeah. not women, though.
Women are not people. Women are women. That's what they
really?
Call women. Yeah, really.
Okay, this show is going to end just now.
Yes. So, who's the
Pray.
Next one? Who's the next one? John
Can
Goodman.
You smell the blood.
Do you remember John Goodman?
Yes, of course.
So, John Goodman has got his birthday today. And John Goodman, John...
Yeah.
Roseanne. Oh, yes, that's a Roseanne. So John Stephen Goodman is an American actor. Early in his career, he was the best known as for playing Dan Connor on the ABC TV series Roseanne. He won a Golden Award and whatever. He's 65 years old. He looks old, eh? He looks much older. He's 65 years old. He's 1.88 meters tall. And he married in 1989. Why did I marry so late? Why did I marry so early?
Because you love your wife.
Irrespective. Why? He says, kids are... listen what he says. He says, kids are at my level. I like golfing around with them. So he can't play golf, basically. That's what he says.
According to his height, he can play basketball.
Yeah, he can play basketball. According to his weight, he can't.
No, he says, lift himself.
He says he'd rather sit in his recliner and act. Okay, who's more? Who do we have? Oh, we've got... Oh, you know, we got Frank Lampard. Do you know Frank Lampard?
No. Yes. No. Chelsea.
Yes, he used to be. So Frank Lampard. So Frank Lampard, I like him. I really do like him. I think he's one of the best. Really, really one of the best... soccer players. His name is Frank James Lampard. He was British. Really, was great. He's 39 years old already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one who called you?
He's the guy who called me, yeah.
And I didn't recognize him.
It's a nice story. So he called us after we had the show. He called me. Ethan picked up a telephone. Ethan and food and soccer's got...
No communication.
Is that the guy that wanted the motorbike or something?
Yes.
Oh, he called us.
He wanted a motorbike, and I spoke to him. I couldn't believe it. Ethan didn't recognize him.
Is that when you were like dancing around the office like you just won, I don't know what, the biggest thing in the world?
Something like that.
You were so excited.
I was excited. You know why? Because he said that himself and other guys from the British national team, they're watching my series. So I was jumping for sure.
Congratulations.
I mean, now you're telling me? It was 3 years ago.
Well, congratulations
for 3 years. Better late than ever, yeah.
All right. He says, before my mother died, she told me not to leave Chelsea. I understand. You're going to be a man that read papers and cakes. Everything as gospel is truth. You know what? I don't want to read that. He says, Barcelona, my favorite team in Spain. Mine too. you know Jean-Marie Le Pen? Jean-Marie Le Pen?
Yeah.
He is still alive. He's 89 years old. And he's a French politician who served as the honorary president of the National Front since January 2011 and a member of the European Parliament in France since 2004. Anyway, this guy is a very, very right-wing. And
his daughter, Marie Le Pen.
Marie Le Pen. There's one of the most anti-Semite people around. But anyway,
but she's a right-wing. Never mind anti-Semite, but she's a right-wing.
Yeah, she's a right-wing, but she's anti-Semite. Like, you don't
aren't
understand.
You a right-winger?
Depending what country.
He's from the right wing.
In South Africa, I'm very left wing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and who more? Right, you know, Moshe will remember him. I'm sure he went to get it to crash with him. Errol Flynn.
Yeah.
So,
but he's dead long time ago.
Yeah, but it's still his birthday.
So anyway, I remember from the kindergarten.
Errol Leslie Flynn was an Australian-born actor, which achieved in Hollywood. Anyway, he says my problem lies with reconciling my gross habits with my net income. He was quite a funny guy.
But you
know
what? One thing about him, he was very, very short. About 1.50 meters.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, so but he was very handsome. Well with
yeah, myself. Boy? Yeah, me and him. We would have fight nicely. So what are we? So we've got a few things about
our favorite.
Our favorite. I must say, you know, if you can see Chuck Norris, he can see you. If you can't see Chuck Norris, you may only be seconds away from death. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his bedroom. Well, the bear isn't dead. He's just afraid to move.
Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there's no signs of life there.
You know, while learning CPR, Chuck Norris actually succeeded to bring back to life the dummy.
Can I tell you an interesting fact about him?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
On November the 29th, 2007, Gotham Books, the adult division of the Penguin USA, released a book entitled The Truth About Chuck Norris, 400 Facts About the World's Greatest Human.
Here you go, yeah. Guns don't kill people. Chuck Norris kill people.
Yeah, you know, He can light fire by rubbing two ice blocks.
Adam, please tell the one about the eggs.
Ah, yeah. He can unscramble the eggs. Yeah.
There's no theory of evolution, just a list of animals that Chuck Norris allowed to live.
You know, as a joke, okay, he actually decided to urinate into a gas tank of a truck.
Yeah.
Well, since then, this truck been known like Prime, what is his name?
I forgot. Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that's the
what
one.
What is it? Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime.
Yeah, Optimus
Prime. Then, yeah. Running strong.
Optimus Prime.
The chief export of Chuck Norris is pain.
You know that Chuck Norris can cut a knife with butter, huh?
Did you know that Chuck Norris was found dead in a hotel room? But don't worry, he's okay now.
Yeah.
No one had the guts to tell him that.
Yeah. You know, yeah, he died 20 years ago. Death is still collecting some guts to go and tell him that.
Yeah. Then we've got the leading causes of death in the United States are 1, heart disease, 2, Chuck Norris, 3, cancer.
Yeah. You know, the Chuck can put out fire by using gasoline.
The Great Wall of China was originally created to keep Chuck Norris out. It failed miserably.
Yeah. You know, he never wear a watch. He just decide what the time is.
According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, Native American, a trail of tears have been redefined as anywhere that Chuck Norris walks.
Yeah. You know that a total eclipse.
Yeah.
He's afraid of looking directly at Chuck.
Did you know that he was interviewed at, with Time Magazine?
Yeah.
And they called him an online cult hero. And then one of the statements they made was, Chuck Norris can divide by zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, the time is now 7 o'clock, so we're going to say quickly, tomorrow, listen to us. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have Vanessa with us, and we're going to have Moshe Starograd and Peter Feldman. So please don't forget listening to us. Thank you so much for being with us. I love you all. From all of us, have a lekker weekend.
Bye-bye. Jack loves you too.